Yeah. And, well, hell, I don't care. I just turned 65. And when I turned 65, well, that took me off the conventional insurance, dumped me on Medicare. Then you got to go buy the gap thing. And the gap thing is, there's you got gap and you got Advantage, Medicare Advantage, okay? And so I signed up with the gap and through United Healthcare. And I think they were the ones that sold my phone number because I had zero spam phone calls until I signed up with them. And after that, I mean, it literally started a week later, and it's been relentless ever since. And I called them out on it, and I told them not to do everything else like that. And they acted like they were a tad scared of me, which was really surprising. And but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, putting a naked picture of yourself on the internet. It ain't going away.
Nope, once it's out there, it's there. And I used to change my number, but that doesn't help because now the numbers just get recycled, so then you got someone else's garbage coming your way. So I've just hung on to this one. I've got a secondary number that I used to run two lines for a long time, and it's now just a Google Voice number. And, man, that thing just is a catch-all for garbage. I don't know who had it before me, but it drives me up a wall. I mean, it just auto-declines every call because I don't even know what half of them are. But, yeah, that's the world we live in. It's driving me nuts, but it is what it is. I've even paid for those third-party services. I tried Incogni. My buddy's got it. But my buddy also still lives at home and doesn't own a house or have a car payment or, you know, doesn't really utilize credit. And he's like, oh, yeah, I never got a credit card offer or mortgage offer or anything in the mail after I signed up for that. I don't get any spam calls. I spent the $100 for the year, had it for a year, didn't notice any difference whatsoever.